Hi, I'm Carl Azus for CNN 10, your down-the-middle explanation of world events. I wish I could start off this show by saying coronavirus was finally going away. I can't, because it's not. In fact, cases from Europe to the United States appear to be on the rise overall. European health officials say the continent is seeing a second wave of COVID-19 infections. Austria, France, Italy, Spain, and the United Kingdom are among the nations that are having an apparent surge. The UK says the number of new coronavirus cases there is doubling every 7 days. There are several theories about why. Some say it's because the summer vacation season is over. Workers are returning to city offices. Students are returning to school. The World Health Organization says people are dropping their guard. Young people are being blamed for spreading it in gatherings and parties. And the amount of testing has increased, also accounting for more cases being diagnosed. There's still a lot health officials don't know about this disease. On Friday, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control appeared to suggest that COVID-19 was more contagious than previously thought. Its guidance temporarily said there was evidence that when an infected person coughs, sneezes, talks, stings, or breathes, infectious droplets and airborne particles could stay in the air and travel distances beyond 6 feet. But on Monday, the organization said that was posted by mistake and changed back to previous guidance, which said the disease spreads mainly between people in close contact. Yesterday, the U.S. was approaching a new coronavirus milestone with 200,000 deaths blamed on the disease. So is there a silver lining to this? Well, in Europe at least, health officials say the death rate from coronavirus has been stable for months, so it doesn't appear to be getting worse in that way. The World Health Organization recently said global cases are on a plateau, and there are some areas, including several U.S. states, where the number of cases is holding steady or decreasing. But while some college campuses have said COVID-19 hasn't been a major problem, that case numbers have been relatively low, others have canceled events like spring break to try to keep students from traveling, catching COVID, and returning to campus.